fun of my sister. Say to my sister, take the chokhmah like my sister. So that's why he said Lashon Rav Achaisi, as if to say Rav was smart. Now the Gemara says, he told him, at Yatir B'chayrus, our Yatir, when he asked him, would Rav have permission to be Matir B'chayrus, he said, no, that no. This is my time, how come Rabbi didn't want to give him permission? You might know Mishum Boy Chochem because Rav wasn't smart enough. Or Karmina, we said before, the Chochem Tuva? No, Rav was very smart. And the Mishum, what do you want to tell me? The Lay Biki Bamumi, because maybe Rav was not a book, he did not know Hukos Mumim. That's also not true. Rama Rav said that Shemayna Osa Chadoshim for 18 months, Kodalti Eitzi Roya Beima. I lived on the farm, I lived by the Roya Beima, by the shepherds that took care of the animals. Why? Lay that to know clearly Hukos Mumim. Eza Mum Kavua, the Eza Mum Eiver. Which type of a Mum on an animal is going to stay there that makes a psul in the animal, that's Mata the Bechol, and which type of a Mum is Eiver would just pass by that does not pass over the Bechor. So you see clearly, Rav knew the halacha clearly. So for instance, the reason why Rebbe said this was, El lechalek loy covered the Rabba Bar Chana. He wanted to give special covered to Rabba Bar Chana. Like Rashi says, lechalek covered the Rabba, because she unit boy b'nei bova, the people in bova, she give him a lot of respect. Yeah, therefore, shavu lehar chashivusay, therefore left over this chashivus, that Rav will not have it, only Rabba Bar Chana, in order that the people in Bavel should respect him. Because the Yilul Rav, for Rav, have been knowing by Yaakov Alav Ochi. Anyway, people respect the Rav, because he was a bigger Chochem, a bigger Tamar Chochem. So therefore, Rabbi wanted that they should also give respect to Rabba Bar Chana. Therefore, he gave a special head of Rabba Bar Chana to pass the Milchas Mumin, and not to Rav. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Hey Yom HaDeis. And the Shaila was, how come when he gave Smicha to Rav, he did not permit Rav to be Mater B'chayrus? So Gemara's first teretz was, he was a big Chochem, but still, the Gemara says he was a big Chochem, so why didn't he give him permission? So I want to say, if you want to say, even though he's a Chochem, but maybe he wasn't a Boki in Mumim, so Gemara says no, that Rav for 18 months lived on a farm, and he learned Hilchos Mumim. If so, how come he did not give him smicha to paskin mumim? Samara says, "Eno lechalak loy covered the Rabba Barhuna, Chana." Like he wanted Rabba Bar Chana to have something special to him that he could paskin the chayrus that people give him some respect. As far as Rav go, he knew Rav would have his respect anyway. Therefore, he wanted that Rabba Bar Chana should have something special. That's why Rebbe didn't give smicha to Rav to paskin hukos the chayrus. The boy Yisem, another territory like this. Mishum ho gufa. I'll tell you, this gufa is the reason why he didn't want Rav to paskin. But since Rav knew the lochis so well, that Rav Mamish went to live for 18 months on a farm to learn the lochis, so the Rav Bekir B'mume Tvei, Rav was a very big buck in the Mumim. He knew exactly which wound will heal and will go away, and which wound will not go away. And therefore, Vishori Mumi, Rav, since he's such a big chochem of this, he'll be matir, he'll say, this type of a wound, it's okay, it's not going to go away. The Layadi Inshi, but nobody else would know that. Everybody else in their eyes, such a mum like that, they would think that's a simple mum, will go away. The Yarmen, people say, oh, this so, Ki Hai Gav Vishori Rav, that people say, Rav was matir, a mum either, a mum that gets healed up. And therefore, Vyosel Mishrei, mum either. They'll also come to be Matir and Mum Eiver. So that's why Rebbe did not want to give smicha to Rav, just the opposite. Since Rav knew the lochus so well, and he knew it much better than everybody else, we have to be afraid when he's going to paskin that this Mum is okay, nobody else is going to understand it. They'll all think it's going to heal up. Rather, Rav is really right. But since people make a mistake because of this, he did not want Rav to paskin Hilchos Mumim. Talibor says, Yerra Yerra, what he gave him Rishus to Paskin, Yerra to Paskin Dina Istavaheta. Tamar says, E Gomer, if Rav or Rabba Baba Chana knew the halachas, E Gomer, Rishus Salamali Lemishkol. What if they have to take Rishus then? Like if they knew the Aloch is, we said that's alone enough to paskin. So what do they have to have Rishus for? What do they need permission for? So Moshe says, yes, even though you know the Aloch is still to such a minig, you shouldn't pass unless you got Rishus, unless you get your smicha. Why? Mishum Maisa Shoy, there's once a Maisa like this. To Tanya, the Lord like this. Pamachas Holach Rebbe Lamokam Echad. Rebbe once went to one city, for Rol B'nai Yodim Shemagavlin Isai Sehen Petumah. He saw the people making their dough. She Megavla means when they put the water into the flour to mix it up, to make the dough, they were doing it in Kalim that were Tomei. And that's wrong, because then the dough becomes Tomei, and you have to be Mafresh Challah from this dough, so automatically the Challah is going to be Tomei. That's not going to be right. You can't give it to a client to eat. So you shouldn't do this. So Omalahem, so Rebbe is these people. Nisne Ma'atem Megavla Misosechem B'tumah. How come you're making dough where you're putting water into flour, so the water is going to be machshir, is going to make the flour able to mekabel tumah, and now that the kelim is tumah, the dough is going to be tumah, you're not allowed to do that. What are you doing it for? So, Amuloi Talmud Dechot Bolakan, the people in the city answered back like this. Listen, a Talmud Chacham just came into our city. For her alone, when he paskin for us, that the mei b'tsoyim ain't machshirin. He passed in for us that the water, they thought he meant to say, mei soyin, special water, that comes from swamps. Rashi says, agam, that he thought the people thought that the Rav meant that swamp water is not machshir lekabel. And therefore, that's the way they were making their dough. They were making the dough. Which type of water did they put into the flour? Not regular water, but water that came from bitsoyim, from swamp water. And really, that's not true. For who? Avad, you know what that Talmud Chacham meant? You know what that Rav meant to say? Vulmei Beitzim Dorishlu. He meant to tell them that eggs is not Machshir Lekabel Tumah, but not water. See, Paskin, Mei Beitzim. If you have eggs, eggs is not like water. That's not Machshir Lekabel Tumah. Senech Nami. If you only want to make egg challah, and you use no water at all, you'll only put eggs into the flour, so then you will not huksha the flour Lekabel Tumah. So then you're allowed to make that dough even though the kli is tamei. Because the dough would not be makabel tumah. That's what the Rav meant to say. The Yinu Sova, but when they heard the Rav give this rush, the Mashman the Rav, then the Talmud didn't speak so clearly. He didn't speak so well. So the people in the city thought what he meant to say was, the Yinu Sova made the tsoyim kamar. And they made a mistake in this also. So what it says, May krumyin or may piga psulin of nei shein may bitsoyim. That's what's brought down. Brought down may krum or may pigoyis psulin because there's of nei shein may bitsoyim. So Rashi explains krumim or piga no horos shilagamim. These were rivers that were near the swamps. So it was learned that these type of waters are possible to use for the mechatis. Rashi says psulin la mechatis. You can't take water from these rivers for the mechatis, of the shehein made bitsoyim, because the water's from swamps. In other words, that river is not running water; it's stale water. It's like swamps. The einoy mayim chayim al keli binan, and the onu. But us, by a mechatis, when you want to make the paraduma, that you have to put the ashes into water, you have to use mayim chayim al keli. The pasuk says mayim chayim means running water, and not stale water. Therefore, they can't use these two waters either. Now, the Yinu Sava, they also thought, these people said it all like this. Psili, since for chatis, the apostle, you can't use the water from swamps. For the mei chatis, it's possible. So the people in the city thought to say, we see the water is different type of water. They don't know why, but they just saw that the water from these swamps are different types of water. It's not kosher for mei chatis. So they thought that's what the Rav meant to say also, that such water is not huksha lekabel tumah. And the Gemara says, Abad, that's a mistake. For loy, it's not true. Hosom linyin chatis binan mayim chayim. The reason why you can't use the swamp water for nechatis for the paraduma, because the pasuk says, mayim chayim, lebedik of asli, you need running water, well water, that's kosher. Hocha over here though, achshuri kol du machshuri. But here the halacha is, that an oichel is not mekabel tumah, unless it has hechsher, any type of water that goes on oichel is huksher mekabel tumah. So rather the swamp water also would passel. So therefore, But Yosef Shor, at this time when Rebbe came into the city and heard the way the people made such a mistake, because the Rav Paskin there, so Rebbe made it there like this, Gozru, that Talmud al Yorah, or Talmud not supposed to Paskin, El Imke Noita Rishus Mirabai, unless he brings permission from his Rebbe. Rashi says, "V'chiyoyev le'rab reshusai." If he gets permission from his Rebbe, then meidig daig be she'lishoyne pasuach. The Rebbe, before he gives smich, has to make sure that the Talmud knows how to speak well, and they'll say out the right psak. And therefore, v'loyitu hashoyim es dvarav. People won't make mistakes what they hear from him. That's the reason why, even though the Rebbe, the Talmud is a Talmud chacham, he knows the halachas, he should still not paskin give drushes unless he receives smicha first. Now, Tanchum Breid Rabbi Ami Ekloyi Lachtor. He came into the city Lachtor, it's a place. Dorishlo, he gave a drasha like this. That he gave a drasha that Muta Lilsoy Schitim Pesach. You're allowed to like soak your wheat in water on Pesach. Now it won't come a day chomets. So Rashi says Muta Lilsoy means Lishroy Smatamim. You're allowed to soak the wheat in water first. On the kodesh of Makteshes, and then grind it up fast, then grind it up in the Makteshes. V'loy chashim lechimetz, we're not afraid that maybe become chametz. Hoyo v'kotsa miyam. Yehoyo v'kotsa, since they grind it up right away, therefore we're not afraid to come with the chimetz. That's the way Paskin is in the city, that muta lil sarchit in the Pesach. Omrullah, they said back to him, lav Rebbe Mani, demin sur, ikahocho. Like, how come you're paskening here? We have a rov in the city. Rabbi Mani de Minsur, he's our poysik here. For Tanya, we learn like this. Talmud, or Talmud, al yer aloch b'mokam rabbi. You're not allowed to pasken in the place where your Rebbe is. Helim came ho yiroch v'menu shalosh pasoyis. You have to be away from your Rebbe at least three pasoyis, which is keneged machni Yisrael. That's how wide machni Yisrael was. Rashi explains, the Choman the boy Milsos Legali Moshe, wherever I have a Shiloh, Machni Yisrael used to go to Moshe, he has a Shiloh. For all you come back as Hashem. Avagar Shemachne, Gimel Pasoyis, Vyostagari Moshe, Rebusa, yeah, but it's a Moshe Shani, Machni Yisrael, Gimel Pasoyis, Achsev, yeah. So I call upon him, you have to be away, Gimel Pasoyis from your Rebbe. So Takasha, how could he pass from here in this city? It was Bamakim Rabbi. Amalahu, he said back to him, Lava Daitoi, I didn't realize this. You're talking right. I didn't realize it. I didn't realize that my Rebbe was in this city. Otherwise, it's true, I wouldn't have said this psak. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya Chaziya Lehu Gavra. Rabbi Chiya saw this person. He was in the cemetery. Omalei said to him, Lav ben ish pleini kainato. Aren't you a kain? So what are you doing here? What are you doing in the Beis HaKvaros? You're a kain. It's also for kain to be in the Beis HaKvaros. Omalei, the person said back to Bechiya, in is taka true, but avua dehu gavra, like my father, go gavoye nayim heve. He was like a balgaivinik, picked up his eyes, and nosan ain of the grusha. He couldn't take it, he had to marry a grusha. And I was born from that. So when a kohen marries a grusha, the kid is a cholol. Bechiloi, and therefore I'm a cholol, therefore I don't have the kedusha, I don't have to wash myself from tumah. And the Chiddush here is also some say Reb Chiya, even though it's a Makom Rabbi over here, but since it's a shaila of being mafresh to somebody in the Yisurai, it's a shaila of being separating somebody from Lugan Issa, then you don't have to care about the Makom Rabbi. So Rashi speaks of Nirabeinai Do Osel Ashmina. What's the Chiddush of this Ma'aseh? Afagad Reb Chiya Talmidu the Rebbe Hevi. Even though Reb Chiya was a Talmud of Rebbe and it was in the Makom of Rebbe, still he was able to give this person like Musa to be mafresh him in Issa. Because Linyan Afrusha Me Yisura Ain't Kamar Lachav of my Rabbi. The gate to stop somebody from doing an Issa, there you don't have to give cover to your Rabbi. There you're allowed to stop somebody from doing an Issa, even though it's a Makom Rabbi. Now that's the Chiddush of this Mice over here. Therefore, he's allowed to tell this person, like you're a Kohen, go out of the basic verse. The person answered back, though, he's a Cholol, so he's Mutta. Put like this now. Pshita Lepalgo Hokoma de Mahani. Lepalgo means, can you get Rishus, can you get Smicha to Paskin halfway? Is that good or not? Rashi says, Kagoin Rav, that he had before the Meister by Rav, the Yogul Rishus Lemedon Velor Lahata Becheris, that Rebbe gave him Smicha that he could Paskin Alochis, but he cannot be Mater Hilchos Becheris. So Pshiti could get Smicha halfway. That's good. Lepalgo Hokoma Demhani. What about our Tanai Mai? Could a Rebbe give a Talmud Smicha like for a time on a Tanai? I'm only given to you for 1 year or for 2 years and not more. Is there such a smicha like that? So we say no. Once you receive smicha, it can't go off. It stays forever. Toshma, come on, bring your proof. Diyoma, le Rabbi Yechonon, le Rav Shimon, harei atav rishusenu, at shetovi etzlenu. You're in our rishus until you come to us. Rashi Rav Shimon, kashayi parashimenu, he's going away from, they're going down to Bavos, he said to him, rishusenu means rishus nesun l'choladin. I'll give you permission to pass and calls the man you're in Bavos until you come back to us. So see, clearly you can give somebody smicha for a time limit. Like here he gave him smicha just the time that you're going to be in Bavos. When you come back to us now to Israel, then the smicha goes off. So Kitzur, Rav could give smicha for a time limit also. Kufa, what we learned before in the Moran of Gimel, Oma Shmuel, Beis Shedonu Din Nayim Din. Shmuel holds that if two Dayanim paskin the Din Din Amamnis, B'diyeved, it's a good psak. Elo Shenikra Bezen Chosa. They're called the Bezen Chosa, they're not listening. Like the Rabboni is supposed to have three people, since they did two, they're called Chosa. But Nikra Din Shmuel holds two is also good. Someone, because he passed on the Nikra Din Midrash, even one dine is enough. Pesedek Tishpat Amisechu Vidash, and even one is enough. Therefore, when Shmuel says two, it's Lavdat Ketu, even one is also enough. But it's called the Chatzov, because the Chil is supposed to have three Dayanim. Yosef Rav Nachman Nekom Alo Shmaitito, he said over this Aloch of Shmuel. Eisvei Roller Ola Rav Nachman. So Rav has to cash him back to Rav Nachman. It says, Aloch of Ait will have, Afilu Shnayim Mezakoyim, or Shnayim Mechayovim. If two Dayanim said the person's Potter, or the person's Chayiv, V'yechad Oymer Eini Yodei, and the third one says, I do not know, so lachur is, it's no good, we can't pass him this way. Yosifu adayonim, you have to get on another dayan here. In other words, a dayan, when he says he doesn't know, he's like X, he's like not here. If two say yes yichayim, and one says he's potter, that's good. There's a psak, three people are saying the psak. Lachur is, you go after the rabbin. Since two say one way, we pass him at the rabbin. But if one dayan says any day, the lachur is, it's like nothing. So you have to get another dayan here. Now the question is why? The Yisra Loho, if you hold like Shmuel, Kishnayim Shadonu, let it be like two people made a din here. So you have two people passing already. So why isn't it good? What do you have to call a third person for? Tomorrow says true, but Shani Yosef here is different. The Mikora died to the Tlosa Yosef. Here Metchila, the Toyiv and Nitin, they came to three Dayonim. So obviously they wanted to have a psak from three Dayonim. So if one Dayan says he does not know, that's a loch any day is like not being a Dayan. So you have his two left, here it's no good. Shmuel says, if l'chila people who are mekamel to go to just two dayonim, that's good for the Evid. But here they accepted to go to three dayonim, and then one is no good, you have to have a third one. Shmuel's case, they didn't sit down to have three, they sat down to have two, there it's good. Now, Eisvei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Eisvei Abakasha, says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon ben Gamliel says, Tesefta, Hadin Bishloisha. You need three dayonim to pass in a din. For a din, you need three. Upshara bishnayim. When they don't come to ask for a din Torah, they just come to make a pshara, make a compromise. We're going to say over our tainus in front of Bezdin. We want to hear a compromise, that's all. We want to hear a pshara. Bishnayim, it's enough just to have two. When you're going for a compromise, then it's enough to have just two. Soon say, you need two. The yofa koyach pshara mekoyach adin. And it's a bigger koyach of a pshara than a din. Sheshnayim shedonu bale dinim yecholim lachzavim. When two people paskin, so the bale dinim could be chayz and say, when I'm a kabu yodin, two is no good. But the shnayim shashu psara, when two of them made a compromise, ain't bale dinim yecholim lachzavim. The bale dinim can't retract. Rashbam says, Rashi says, shrei nisratu, the bottom Rashi, they accepted this. V'yarpiyah muscle, they made it according to them. Says so, so what do you see here, clearly, that by a din, if two people make a din, you could retract, because that's not called a din. So it is the kasha and Shmuel, according to Shmuel, why? Shmuel says that for the ever when two people make a din, it's called a din, it's called a bezdin, just called a bezdin chotzuv. So here, obviously, the people accepted upon themselves, these two people, so they made a din. So why does it say here, yecholim lach, so why could they retract? The chur is called a din. So we're from Shimon Gabli, it's mashma not like, it's not like Shmuel. The Chitayim, maybe you tell me, but I'll tell you, the Chitayim, maybe